Up next, we'll move along to Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez. The Wildcats are on the road at UCLA on Saturday. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein at Blunt Sports.
Coach, UCLA obviously has been, you know, a bit of a challenge for your guys since you've arrived here. What have they been able to do, and how do you go about kind of changing your team's fortunes against them?
Well, what's in the past is in the past, but there's no question we've not played well against them, and a lot of it's some of it's been us, and some of it's been them. They've just played better. They've been the better team. And each year we've played, and it's been disappointing because it seems like it's, every year we've not played well against them. But you got to give them some credit for that as well.
And with what they've done so far defensively on this season, what about them has impressed you on the defensive side of the ball?
They're very athletic at all three levels up front and at linebacker in the secondary, and they play hard. They're well coached, so there's really no weaknesses whatsoever.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Last year you talked about losing middle linebackers and how you've never lost so many at one position in such a year. It seems like you're going through that again with running backs. Do you just feel like you're snake bitten, that you're losing at one position?
Well, it's a little unfortunate, certainly. It just seems like you get some bad luck. The JJ injury was really disheartening because we just thought he was just really coming on. He's so explosive was a neat story, but it happened, and so we just got to adapt, and that's going to happen. We got a lot of guys on the team that are willing to play tailback, so we'll figure something out.
Where are you guys at right now in your depth? If you don't want to go too far into it, I understand, but what are you guys doing to adjust right now?
Well, you know, the two guys that finished the game, Tyrell Johnson, who's played mostly receiver, and Zach Green, who's been here, are the top two. We got a walk-on, Brandon Leon, who is going to get some reps, and then we're going to move a wideout or two over there to get some reps in practice this week to be ready.
Great. Thanks, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Sheeran Ryan, fan-sided.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
So in the game against Washington on the Brandon Dawkins 79-yard touchdown run, the longest one in school history, there are at least two key blocks that made that happen. One was at the last minute. Out of nowhere, Trey Griffey made this huge block that allowed Brandon to get to the goal line. And I was wondering, is that something you coach? Does that just come from the player? Do you practice and still every position plays defense?
Well, Trey, we're really proud of the way that wideout's blocked downfield for the most part. And Trey's a hustler. He's a very physical guy. I was a little nervous that he might get him in the back because the guy was trailing him. But he got there in enough time to get in front, and it was a great effort play. We certainly want our guys to play all the way through the whistle, but we got to be smart too. But Trey's an outstanding downfield blocker, and it's almost something that we expect as any team would out of their wideouts.
Yeah, and then can you explain the Hard Edge Award, what goes into it? We see, you know, Nate Phillips got the sword. I'm just kind of curious what goes into the thinking on the Hard Edge Award that you guys
give out.
Well,
we have sometimes we give out player awards after games and offensive, defensive player and scout team guys and all that, but the biggest award is the Hard Edge Player, and it's basically the guy that just competes his tail off on each and every snap and kind of embodies the kind of spirit that we want our guys to have all the time. And so I think they're pretty – it's a sword we got from the Navy SEALs, a group that came in and worked with our guys this summer, so it's a pretty special thing for them.
Okay, thanks. And then also our readers are giving us tons of suggestions for running backs. We have recruits coming out of everywhere saying, you know, recruit me, recruit me.
Yeah, we're gonna be okay in the future. It's just right now it's kind of tough.
Yeah. All right, good luck this Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, Rich, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend at UCLA.
All right, thanks.
Okay.